Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Osable Valley Audubon Society, we've got Sue Duncan and Larry Van Wagner. How are you guys today?
We're great, Kevin.
Well, I am.
Yes. You both had wonderful Christmases, I hope.
Thank you, yes. I hope you did, too.
I did. Thank you. Well, speaking of Christmas, the Christmas bird count is coming up this Wednesday. Now, it was postponed from last week, right?
Yeah, we had pretty bad weather. The visibility was really poor last week, so we canceled it.
Yeah, that's an important part of a bird count, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Would certainly help to be able to see. Well, it's happening this Wednesday. Now, I know there's other bird counts throughout the course of the year. So tell us a little bit about what this bird count is all about.
Well, this one happens in an area that's, we call it a circle. It's a 7-mile radius that is in the Taos area. And we assign cars to the area, and we try and drive all the roads. And we've been doing this now for about 40 years in this area.
Wow. All right. So you drive around and you count the number of birds. And is it just a count number, or also what types of birds?
Well, we look for all the species we can find, and then we keep track also of how many of each species we find.
Oh, okay. Now, is it obviously it's different this time of year as compared to other times of year in terms of what birds the volunteers and those trackers are going to see?
Right. This time of year, we find about the largest number about 40 species, but in the spring when migration's going on, we probably find 170 or 180 species.
Right. Now, is there anything in particular at this time of year you're looking for? Some of those rarer kind of birds that you may not always see at this time of year?
Well, it's always fun to see which ones we will see, but you never know what you're going to find.
I consider it a treasure hunt, Kevin, and this year I'm looking for a northern shrike, which is a predatory bird.
Wow.
He doesn't have a very nice reputation because he does eat other birds, kind of like the hawks.
Wow.
But we don't get to see him except in the winter, so that's one that I'm going to be looking for.
All right, very good. Now, about how many people are volunteering for this? How many people do you have spreading out across this area?
This year we have about 20.
Okay.
We'll have about 5 or 6 cars with three or four people in each one.
All right. Now, this is just a one-day thing as compared to the other ones where it might take 3 or 4 days, right?
Well, this is a one-day. That's right.
Yeah. One day. When does it start on Wednesday, and how long a day is it? What do you do through the course of that day?
Well, we start at 7 in the morning. Well, really, I'm sorry. We start at 7 in the morning with breakfast, and we get organized.
Okay.
And then at 8 o'clock we'll start and go till noon, have lunch, and then usually there's still quite a bit of area to cover. We go until at least 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wow. So it is a full day. Now, are you still looking for volunteers to be a part of this, or do you guys pretty much have everything ready to go?
Well, this year, Kevin, we were lucky enough to have a full complement of people to be in the cars. We don't have room in the cars anymore. If anyone wanted to help, they could monitor they don't have a way to know whether they're in the circle or not, but if they'd watch their feeders and give us a call, we might be able to use their data.
Okay. Now, what would be the number that they would call if they do this on the 28th, if they decide they're just going to sit at their feeder in their backyard and monitor what birds come in through the course of the day? What do they get that information to? How do they do that?
The number is 362-2522.
All right. 362.
They don't have to watch for all day, Kevin. They can watch for just 10 or 15 minutes.
Oh.
And it's kind of like our backyard bird count, which we do in February. You just, you count, say, chickadees, and you have 5 at one time, and then later on in the day you see 7, and then even later you see 12. You take the highest count of any one species that you see. You don't add them up. You just take that highest count that you see at one time, and then that's what you use. Larry, tell them about how Cornell University is behind all this.
Oh, I
think that's kind of an interesting...
Well, we collect the data, and then we share it with Cornell University, and they use the numbers to keep track of the health of the environment and whether there's anything unusual going on with the livelihood of each species that we find.
Well, very good, because that was going to be my question next, was what does this information tell us, and why are we gathering this at this time of year?
Well, they've been doing the count now this is the 117th count, and so they've collected a lot of data about how many species should be in a particular area at this time of year. And they've done that for, well, in fact, people turned in data from all over the world.
Right. But now, is that information available to people? Can they go somewhere? Is it the Audubon Society site if they want the information about what birds and how many were found during these bird counts?
It's on the National Audubon site.
Okay.
Yeah.
Although our AsabaValleyAudubon.org site will have a report of how we've done in the area with a list of the birds we've seen. So if people wanted to know about our local count, that's where they could look.
Very good.
AsabaValleyAudubon.org.
Very good. All right. Well, the Christmas bird count is taking place this Wednesday, December 28th. So if you see people out counting birds, you'll know why. And from the Ausable Valley Audubon Society, Larry Van Wagner and Sue Duncan, I appreciate your time today. And have fun out there on Wednesday counting those birds.
Thank you,
Kevin. Thank you, Kevin.